It's time right now, here on Prophecy Today, for us to take a look at the book. What a complicated task it is to be able to focus on what issue it is that we must discuss as we take a look at the book right here on Prophecy Today. Every single time, there are so many directions that I could take. For example, we talked with Bob McGinnis about wars in Pakistan and Afghanistan. Remember, the Bible tells us there would be wars and rumors of wars. Jesus Christ said that in his Olivet Discourse, Matthew chapter 24. When I talked with Israel Madad, Winky told us about the United Nations report against Israel and how a worldwide governmental body will rise up and focus on the Jewish state of Israel to do what they can to keep them from being able to defend themselves. Well, that's throughout Bible prophecy as well. David Dolan, when we talked to him, talked about the Israeli-Turkish relations that has been broken basically because of the Gaza battle that took place earlier this year in the winter time, and the Turks now cutting off their exercise militarily with Israel and the United States. Again, Turkey, one of the major players in the alignment of nations that comes against the Jewish state of Israel, found in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38. Rob Congdon brought to our attention the Czech leader is ready to sign the Lisbon Treaty. This would gel the 27 member states of the European Union into one distinct unit, a very powerful political, economic, governmental, military operation as well. And the election of a president, boy, that is a prophetic scenario in the book of Daniel for the revived Roman Empire and the Antichrist. Then I talked with Jim and a report from the land of Israel, the Jewish people there living. They are in the land. Just talking with Jimmy, having a group in the land of Israel is evidence that God is doing something in the last days leading up to the prophetic scenario found in God's Word. So any of those directions we can take when we take a look at the book. But the report of a new training center for priests to operate the temple. When we talk with Yoel Karen, he gave us insight into what's happening. This is just one step closer to building a temple in Jerusalem. The Temple Institute have been very, very busy putting together the implements. Those are the items that will be used to do the sacrificial activities and the worship at the temple. They have all the temple furniture. They have the menorah. They have the table of showbread, the altar of incense. They're in preparation now building an altar itself. And the Temple Mount Faithful with Gershon Solomon, they have the cornerstone. He's endeavored to try to take up to the Temple Mount a number of times over the last 10 years. Has failed every single time, but one of these times they will take it up onto the Temple Mount and start construction of that temple. Even the Hararis have all the harps that have been prepared for the Levites to play when the temple stands in the city of Jerusalem. Preparation has been made, and now with this training center to prepare the priests to operate the temple, the sacrificial activities, and the worship in the temple, wow, we are at the doorstep of putting a temple up. What does the Bible say about the temple, a future temple in the city of Jerusalem? Well, it has several things to say about it of interest. There are going to be two temples in the future, as the Bible tells us in the prophetic scenario that can be found in God's Word. There will be the Messiah's temple. Now, that is the temple that Jesus Christ will rule and reign from during the thousand-year millennial kingdom. The scenario following, of course, is the rapture. That's the next event in God's calendar of activities. The seven-year tribulation period, a terrible time of judgment upon the earth. Jesus Christ will return to the earth. The Battle of Armageddon takes place. Then he binds Satan for 1,000 years and will rule and reign from a temple standing on the Temple Mount in the city of Jerusalem for that thousand-year period of time. That's called Messiah's Temple. The description of that temple can be found in the book of Ezekiel, chapters 40 to 46. That's 202 verses, detailed information about that temple. Zechariah chapter 6 and verse 12 says that Jesus Christ, the branch, one of the names in Scripture for Jesus Christ, that Jesus Christ will build his temple. Then verse 13 of Zechariah 6 says he will rule and reign from that temple. There has never been a temple like Ezekiel describes. It was not the same pattern for the tabernacle, the first temple that Solomon built, the second temple that Zerubbabel built, and then later Herod refurbished, did not meet the qualifications of Ezekiel 40 to 46. Never has been a temple quite like that. But before Messiah's temple can be built on the Temple Mount, as I gave you that scenario just a moment ago, the tribulation period will unfold, and there has to be a temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem during that seven-year period of time. Now, why do I say it has to be? Well, the prophet Daniel said so, Daniel 9:27. There will be sacrifices on that Temple Mount in that temple that will cease when the Antichrist comes to power. Jesus Christ confirmed that, Matthew 24, verse 15. He says, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by the prophet Daniel, that's Daniel 9:27. Paul the Apostle wrote about the Antichrist walking into that temple, into the Holy of Holies, and claiming to be God. That's 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 4. And John the Revelator wrote about a temple on the Temple Mount during that time, Revelation chapter 11, verse 1. This next temple will be the one that the Antichrist will rule and reign from. All preparations have been made for this temple to be put up. I talked about it, the Temple Institute, with the implements and the furniture. The harps have been made. They're ready to lay the cornerstones to start construction on the temple. Everything has been prepared, even with the report today of this training center for the priests. They're going to replicate that temple, and it is the temple that Herod refurbished, the one that was standing on the Temple Mount during the times of Jesus Christ. Maimonides got that description well written down, and that's what the ones preparing to build this next temple are using as their pattern. Again, it is not Messiah's temple of Ezekiel 40 to 46, the one that stands on the Temple Mount during the kingdom to come. It's the tribulation temple, and again, every single preparation has been made for that. There's only one thing that must happen before they start constructing that temple. You see, they needed to prepare the priests to get all the implements and the harps and everything ready. Only one thing must happen before they can start to build it, and that is the rapture of the church. Jesus shouts, archangel shouts, trumpet God sounds, and we leave this place to go to be with him. I think this is the most significant evidence that we're quickly approaching the time of the rapture. It could happen at any minute. And basically, having said that, nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until...